Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord. Good evening. This is Thursday, where we praise the Lord for Thursday. Thank God for 2023. We thank and praise the Lord for allowing us to see 2023. And y'all know my word, I will rejoice. I choose to rejoice today because this is the day that the Lord has made. And I just thank and praise the Lord for what the Lord going to do in 2023. But all that is based upon our total obedience and submissive to the Lordship of the Trinity. We start talking. We shared on Monday. We still talking about develop a relationship, or better yet, more or less, if you already have a relationship with the Lord, you need to strengthen that relationship with the Lord. I found out that our victory is in our relationship with the Lord. We can compare our relationship with the Trinity versus the way we develop a relationship with one another. A husband and wife, and that's what we shared on Monday. And like I said, right now I'm just sensing in my spirit to talk about if you don't have a relationship with the Lord, you need to develop one. But if you do have one with the Lord, you need to strengthen that relationship with the Lord. You know, spend more time with the Lord. Set aside some time and just get still and quiet and let the Lord talk to you. Because, you know, only God knows every detail of what's going to happen in your life and my life tomorrow. If it be a tomorrow, I don't know. But Jesus made it possible that we can have a relationship with the one that know it all. And the more I walk with the Lord, I'm finding out myself, it truly is all about having a relationship with the Lord. You know, I was sitting up reading over and looking at some information that was given to me. And I was just reading about, you know, a relationship with the Lord, the importance of it. You know, a lot of time people will go, well, I'm going to read some out of this here. But yeah, let me go on and pray first. Let me, Father, it's in the master's name of Jesus. Again, we thank you, Lord, for this day, because truly this is the day that you have made. And Father, I just acknowledge Jesus. I acknowledge Jesus, my Savior, and the Son of God. I acknowledge you, Father, as the creator of all mankind. And I acknowledge the Holy Spirit, who is my teacher, my instructor. And Father, I just want to say thank you. God, I lift up holy hands. I want to thank you for your mercy, for your grace and mercy. I want to thank you, God, for your long suffering with me, even with those who have tuned into the broadcast. Father, you've been so merciful. You've been so patient with all of us. And I thank you because of you loving us so much. Your word tells us, for God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son, and I thank you for your Son, Jesus. And Father, I just pray for our spiritual eyes to be open. I pray for those that have tuned into the broadcast, even as Apostle Paul prayed for the Church of Ephesus. I pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ and the Father grow may give unto those that have tuned in the spirit of wisdom, revelation, and the knowledge of him. I pray, Father, that the eyes of our understanding would be enlightened. I plead the blood of Jesus over the airways. I bind up every demonic activity, every demonic assignment that would try to come to interfere with those to have tuned into it. I thank you, Father, for the Holy Spirit. I thank you, Father. I just decree enlightenment and understanding. I decree those that have any kind of discomfort in their body, I rebuke every discomfort. I rebuke pain in the master's name of Jesus. I come against depression, anxiety, depression, oppression. I bind it right now in the master's name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. And I just plead the blood of Jesus right now over the airways until them have tuned in. And Father, we just bless you. I praise you and I thank you for it right now, Father. I thank you for this opportunity. I even lift up Apostle Armstrong, Lady Armstrong. I thank you for what you're doing in their life. I decree and declare that you're renewing their youth like the eagle. I thank you for their strong mind. I thank you for working in both of them, both the will and to do of your good pleasure. And Father, I even pray, help all of us to even give us more knowledge and understanding what it means to have, to develop a relationship with the Creator. Help us all, Father, to realize our strength, everything we need, is in that relationship that we develop with the Trinity. And I thank you, Father, again for Jesus. Jesus came. He died in my place. He paid for my sins. He gave his life that I may live. And he said in John 10:10, the thief come only but to steal, kill, and destroy, but I came that you would have life and that you would have it more abundantly. And Father, I thank you for their abundant life. I thank you for giving us more knowledge and understanding about the abundant life, the importance of developing a relationship with you, maintaining a relationship with you, spending time with you, meditate in your word. I thank you, Father. I bless you and I praise you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. As I stated before, we prayed after that. I was looking over some information that I had, and it just blessed me, you know, and I'm just going to read some of it. It said, the principles of God outside of a relationship with God will never yield the power we need to produce the results we desire. You can get, and listen, as I read this, I see all of us in there. If you're a born-again believer, you know, whatever I read or what I'm saying, God ain't only saying it to you all that have tuned into the broadcast, but God said it to me as well. We can get so consumed with what we are doing that we forget that the foundation of everything we do should be our relationship with God. We can get so busy trying to do what that we forget about the most precious thing in life. It's just like a husband and wife. Sometimes a husband or wife can get so caught up, both of, well, I do this for you and you don't, but you don't never want to forget the foundation of it is the relationship, you know, loving that person, expressing your love to that person daily. You know, you do what you do because you love them, but you need to regularly let them know how much you love them, you know. You know, even with, you know, without the bills, it used to be told to me when I was pastoring, and some men would say, I'll have some wife to tell me, Pastor, my husband don't tell me he loved me. And I had a few men would say, well, I must do love you. I pay the bills. I pay the bills. I put food on the table. I clothe the children. But there, too, again, you got to realize, you know, paying the bills, you sleep in the house. You drink the same water. You use the same water. But it's more to it. And when it comes down to a relationship, it has to be developed. And then you have to maintain it. You have to spend time. And, you know, a lot of people, you know, like I said, needs know, they want the laws and the principles of God to work in their life, but they don't know God. I know this pastor, from patient Pastor Artigas that he was doing this broadcast on the love of God. And, you know, we read St. John, and it tells us, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. But I believe all of us need even more a reality of that love, because when we really get a revelation of the love of God, not only for the world, but for you as an individual, it will really make a difference. You know, a lot of times we'll say, yeah, I know God loved it, for God so loved the world. Yeah, God gave his only begotten son. But do you know as an individual how much God loves you? And I think when we come into the knowledge and the reality of how much God loved each one of us, I think it will help us to be able to resist the enemy. We'll be able to resist those thoughts, discouragement, disappointment. You know, those thoughts of you a failure. Don't nobody love you. Don't nobody this and you're this and this and that. Even if you didn't have good parents that truly love you, if your father, your mother abandoned you. But when you get a knowledge and a revelation of how much God loves you as an individual, and that really come about, as I stated, by developing and maintaining a relationship with God. A lot of people pursuing the laws and principles of God without pursuing him, without trying to develop or have a relationship with him. Let me read on. It said you can get so busy trying to do what that you forget about the most precious things in life, which is a relationship with who. When we make it our determined purpose to know God, the principles in the relationship, the what in the who fuse together, that is when the full potential of the believer will be reached. And that's why I say it's so important. Now, somebody said, prophet, you a prophet. What's going to take place in 2023? And what God going to do in 2023? Listen, I'm giving you the main ingredient about life. If when you develop a personal relationship with God, a personal, and this one, that number one, the first thing first, people don't realize that Jesus restored or made it possible that we can have a relationship with God. Our relationship, humanity relationship can be restored. That God always wanted to have a relationship with mankind. And when Adam sinned, when Adam and Eve messed up, that cut it off right there. That came between God and humanity. Well, Jesus restored it. And what makes it so good about it, when you come into the knowledge that God didn't want to just have a relationship with just the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, which they are one, but he want to have a personal relationship with each one of us. And to me, that is so awesome. But we can get so busy and caught up with, you know, I'm trying to please God, but you don't spend no time with him. You show me somebody that have a trust problem with God, that's somebody that haven't ish yet develop a relationship or remaining a relationship with God. It's hard to trust someone that you don't know. And I think sometimes this is why a lot of people struggle with trusting God, because you haven't developed a relationship with him. You going through the scripture trying to find out, well, what can I do to get God to do this? Or what can I get God? You know, first thing first. And remember, that's the first commandment. Jesus said to love the Lord thy God with all your soul, all your mind, and all your strength. You can't truly love your neighbor or love your enemy if you don't love the one or don't have a relationship with the one that told you to do it. Now, we used to sing a song, all of my help come from the Lord. I remember that song as a child going to church. All of my help come from the Lord. I will look to the hills from which cometh my help. All of my help come from the Lord. But I did not know how to connect with the one that was in the hills. All of my help come from him. I didn't know anything about that. I thought when I went to church, that was where my relationship, that's how I now that's the way I related to God, but not really had a relationship with God. A lot of people go to the church, go in the building and sit down, but they haven't as yet developed a relationship with God. And this is so important. God desired to have an intimate relationship with us and fellowship with us on a daily basis. And I really believe that. You know, I find myself sometimes, if I turn off the TV, get away from my phone and get still, I begin to find songs begin to come up in my spirit, and I begin to sing these songs to the Lord. I begin to just talk to him. I'm finding myself, the Lord begin to show me I need to spend more time in praise and worship. And I tell you, I begin to go back and thank God for the little thing. Now, don't get me wrong. You know, sometimes if you believe in God for a bill to be paid or whatever, you might say, okay, God, I thank you, I thank you. But how often do you just make and find time to thank God for the little things? The Bible said we living in a time when mankind will be unthankful and ungrateful. And when we learn to make and find time and thank him for the little things, and you know, I'm learning that, Father, I just thank you for this. I thank you for the water. I thank you for my children. I thank you. And I even, and lately, more than ever, I said, God, I just want to thank you for your mercy. The Bible tells us it's through grace, through faith and grace that God has saved us. And y'all, I'm telling you that in 2023, now God, I might come on the broadcast tomorrow with Apostle Armstrong and Apostle Gwen, and I might give you another word. God might give you, but for right now, if you don't have a relationship with your Creator, you just a church goer, you trusting in God because of somebody, you need to develop your own relationship with him. I'm saying to strengthen that relationship. You know, because y'all, we living in the hour of great deception. You know, we living in that hour and time of great deception. That's why it's so important to develop that relationship and get in there and read your Bible and pray. But in Revelation 3:20, Jesus said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sit with him and he with me. Now, there too, again, that word, when he says sup with him, he's talking about he will fellowship. Now, and I said this, I think I said it Monday, but the Father came down daily in the cool of the day in fellowship with Adam and Eve. Don't you know God want to talk to you on a daily basis? God don't want to just talk to us when we run into trouble, have a problem. He want to talk to us on the daily basis. You know, yeah, it's good that, you know, where the Bible says forsake not to assemble yourself together. It's good. And I tell people, even though the pandemic gone, some people, please hear me, I'm not against technology. I thank God for Facebook, Instagram. I thank God for all of that. But listen, if you can get in your automobile and go to work, you ought to make the sacrifice to get in your automobile on Sunday morning and gather with the saints. I tell anybody, the anointing is different. New Year night, I went to church with my daughter and Bishop Gibson, that's their pastor at Greater Cathedral. I went to service with them, and I tell you, the weather was terrible. It was cold. It was raining. And the first thing my body said, you just need to stay home. You can go online and look at it. But that ain't what the Lord told me. And I'm telling you, a lot of people still haven't totally fully recovered from the pandemic. But the saddest thing about it, and please understand, receive this with love. The saddest thing about it, you can go any and everywhere else you want to go, be among a crowd of people. Now, if this shoe don't fit, it's the old saints that don't wear it. But then when it comes to the house of God, I know the enemy, you better not go there. People going to church, that most people get the pandemic, they got it from the church. That's a lie from the pits of hell. That is not true. That's another avenue the enemy is using to try to keep people out of the church. But it's something about gathering. Because he said, forsaken not to assemble yourself together. You know, and so there too again, but he talking about fellowship. In 2 Corinthians 13 and 14, it said the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. There too again, excuse me, when he said commune, he talking about fellowship or being intimate according to the word of God. And it is the will of God that we have fellowship and intimate with the Spirit of God. And I'm telling you, if you want to truly experience the victory that Jesus came and one for you. It's going to be through that intimate relationship with the Lord. That's why I wanted people to see, because so many people is trying to believe and trust God and that they haven't even developed a relationship with. Come on now. And I'm telling you, if you dealing with, if you finding yourself struggling with the promise of God, and when it come down to believing and trusting God, check yourself. That's a sign that you maybe you might have had developed a relationship with the Lord, but you kind of strayed away from it. Well, all you got to do is just repent and get back with Him. The Bible tells us in John, the first chapter, it tells us, if we confess our sins, He is faithful just to forgive us, and the blood of Jesus will cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Okay? And there, too, again, like I said, people need to realize God wants to have a relationship with you. One of the greatest benefits we can gain from an intimate relationship with God is the ability to trust Him more easily. And that's something else. You can't, and I'm being repetition, you cannot trust someone that you don't know or you haven't developed a relationship with it. You know, I thank and praise the Lord for my grandchildren. I have 7. And I thank and praise the Lord for them. And me as a grandmother, sometimes I find myself, I'm a little overprotective with them, even with my children, and they grown. But now I don't have a problem trusting God with my children, because I have a relationship with Him. And God done proved to me more than once that He is worthy of my trust. Now some, like I said, might be saying, why is she talking about a relationship? Y'all, I'm telling you, this is the foundation of it. This the law first, developing relationship with God and maintain it. I'm here to tell you it makes a difference. The Bible says, he that have an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. You need to be able to hear God for yourself. Now, that don't mean for you to exclude the leadership of a pastor or your spouse or your children when it comes down, your children. No, but you need to develop a relationship with Him so He can talk to you on a one-to-one basis. One of the greatest benefits we can gain from an intimate relationship with God is the ability to trust Him more easily. The more intimate we know someone, their characters and their nature, the easier it is to trust them. And that is so important. There too, again. That's why I said, if you're dealing with, and I'm talking, and as I say, the Lord talking to me as well, if you finding yourself struggling with believing and trusting what God's word say about you and your situation, check your relationship. Do you have one with it? Have you done strayed away from the relationship? You can look at, you know why the divorce rate is so high in the church? All they do is examine their relationship. And not only that, examine their relationship with God. You know, after some time we've been with someone so long, sometimes we, especially human nature, we have a tendency to take people lightly. And I'm the first head. That's what we do with God. That's what some people do with God. Oh, I've been saved over 30 or 40 years. But I wonder, is your relationship is stronger today than it was when you first started out with the Lord? And for the most cases, it probably not. A lot of times we don't want to hear that. I think I shared this on Monday. A lot of times we develop a relationship with everybody but God. And He the main one. That's why the Lord first is loving God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, and all your strength. And then it's to love thy neighbor as thyself. Let me tell you something. You is not going to be able to love your neighbor as God requires you to love them. You're not going to be able to love your enemy, pray for them, that despite for you, unless you fulfilling the Lord first. And the Lord first is loving God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind with all your strength. Let's go. Now, y'all know my foundation scripture, you that tune in on Monday. Here's 1 Peter 5:8. Now look at 1 Peter 5:8. 1 Peter 5:8. That's the wrong scripture, Prophet Miller. Yo, I'm sorry. It's James the 4th chapter. Thank you, Holy Spirit. James the 4th chapter. James, the fourth chapter. I'm turning to it now. You can hear the pages, can't you? But I'm serious. This is so important. It is so important. James, the fourth chapter. And look at the seventh verse, James 4 and 7. It says, submit yourself, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Here's the reason why he says submit to God first. A lot of people been there, done that. A lot of people is trying to resist the enemy, and you haven't as yet submitted or committed or devoted yourself to the Lord. Well, how do I do that, prophet? That's through his word and talking to him once you get born again. The stronger your relationship with God, it's going to be the stronger your faith, your trust, and your confidence in him. And like I said, that's what Jesus, the 3 years that he spent with those disciples, that's what he was trying to get established in them. He developed a relationship. He taught them about developing a relationship with him, learning how to take him at his word, trust him. That's why everywhere he went in them 3 years, those disciples hung around Jesus. They were there to observe him. They developed a relationship with him. And like I said, it's hard to believe and have faith in someone that you don't know. And some people just go off, well, so-and-so said this about God, or so-and-so said this. How do you know what they say is true? You know what I had to learn? I had to learn. God don't deal and reveal himself to everybody the same way. Now, God's word don't change, but God's methods change. And I'm telling you, it's all about a relationship with the Lord. Submit yourself thereto to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. He said, if you draw nigh to God, God will draw nigh to you. This is my foundation scripture. And I'm telling you, in 2023, if you have a relationship with the Lord, you need to strengthen that relationship. If you don't have one, you need to develop a one-on-one relationship with the Lord. If you've been born again, that's first thing first. If you've been born again, that's where it started. But it continued by talking to him and getting in here, reading his words. And that's where it started. But he tells us, he said, submit to God. Submit yourself. Now, that's an act of your will. Submit yourself, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee. Now, you know, and sometimes this scripture comes to me a lot lately in my time of meditation. Now, Jesus told Peter, upon this rock I will build, the revelation, the reality of know who Jesus is, what he came to do. And I tell people, you know, it'll do you good to read in the epistles, especially in Ephesians. It talk about who Jesus is. When you go in St. John, the Gospel of St. John, it talk about who he is, what he came to do. You know, Psalm 1 says he sent his word and healed them and delivered them. Well, God sent his word. The Bible tells us that his word dwell among us in flesh. But guess what? There too, again, the relationship is so important. Submit yourself there too to God. Resist the devil, he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God. Other words, it's an act of your will. And, you know, I've been listening to Apostle Leroy Thompson. He got an awesome teaching about your faith, how we did. And, you know, I find out myself, and you know, you have to serve God out of your spirit. You know, God can be telling you one thing, and your mind is going to always go contrary to what God say. And somebody watching this broadcast, your mind is in a battle. That's your soul. But your soul and get saved, you have to constantly renew your soul. The Bible said, let this mind be in you also is in Christ Jesus. Well, how that come about? Getting your mind renewed on what God's word say about you. But he said, draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, yet ye sinners. Purify your heart, ye double-minded. And I done been down that road to being double-minded, you know. But I like the beginning of James, the fourth chapter, and it set the stage for the other 11 verses. It's 17 verses in James, the fourth chapter. But when you read that first verse, it set the stage for all of them. He said, where whence come wars and fighting among you? come things not he, even of your lust that war in your members. Other words, and then he goes to say, you pray, but you don't receive what you're praying for. He said, because you're acting in a mess. And I found out, as we develop that relationship with God, some people just, and it's sad, but it's true, they don't know no better, because when I first got saved, it was totally me. You just serve God for what you can get. Y'all, I'm being honest. It was not totally me to develop a relationship with the Lord. I wasn't taught that way. It just told me, you know, you get in trouble, tell God about it. God will do this and that. It didn't tell me it was telling me God's responsibility to me, but it wasn't telling me my responsibility to God. And as I said, sometimes people tell me, ask a prophet. You're always talking about trying to teach somebody stuff. Well, let me tell you something. God ain't never told you to live by prophecy. Jesus said in Matthew 4, he said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word proceeded out the mouth of God. Now, even Apostle Paul told Timothy, you got to do warfare for prophecy. And see, this is what done happened. When temptation come to us, you can't say talk about a prophecy all the time. But you need the word. It's the word of God have the ability to cause you and I to overcome the temptation, you know. And this is so important. So many times people yield to temptation because first you have a developed relationship with God. You're just going by what somebody told you, what you heard. And I find that it's better to have a relationship with that person. But he's saying, draw nigh to God, and God will draw nigh to you. There too, again, God ain't going to make none of us do. You know, and you don't hear me say it a lot of time on this broadcast. I wish she did. But God is not going to make none of us do. And then in 1 Peter, the 5th chapter, Peter picked this thing up. And there too, again, and look at that 6th verse. It's an humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hands of God, that he may exhort you in due time, casting all of your cares upon him, for he cared for you. There too again. Why some people struggle with rolling their care on God? Because they haven't developed that relationship. It's not on a one-to-one basis. It's about all about what somebody said. Well, the word said this. But do you not know, as he said, the word came among us, it dwelt among us, it came flesh. There too, again, as I stated, God want a relationship with you and I. Okay, there too, again, I'm going back to some of the notes. He said, one of the greatest benefits we can gain from an intimate relationship with God is the ability to trust him more easily. The more intimate we know someone, the character and their nature, the easier it is to trust them. And in 2 Timothy, the 1st chapter, 12th verse, the Apostle Paul said, for I know whom I have believed. Do you truly know what do you know about God? Is it based upon what somebody else done told you? Is it based upon what you done heard about God? He said in 2 Timothy, Paul said, for I know whom I have believed, and I am persuaded. Listen, he said, I know in whom I believe. You know what? Let me go. Let me get my Amplified Translation. I want to read that from the Amplified Translation that right there. No, this is so important because the Lord even told me, he said, now I don't want you to rush in this teaching. He said, I don't want you to rush teaching this. He said, but I want you to take your time because, as I say, it is so important to develop and maintain a relationship with God. Because I'm telling you, some things that are going to take place in 2023, even unto Jesus, if you don't truly know God for yourself, yeah, that's where the slip-up comes. That's where the lack of trust comes, the lack of confidence, when you going by what somebody else say. Now, I'm giving you the basis, but you have to do this for yourself. St. John 14 said, let not your heart be troubled. His kind of heart to try to keep yourself from trouble when you don't know or have faith and confidence in the one that can do it for you. Ah, that's a good word. In 2 Timothy, the 1st chapter, I'm going to read that 12th verse. I'm reading from the Amplified Translation. Second Timothy, the first chapter in the 12th verse. He said, this is while I am suffering as I do, still I am not ashamed. For I know, listen, he said, for I know, perceive, have knowledge of, and am acquainted with him whom I have believed. Now, at this time, Apostle Paul, at this time, Paul was trying to encourage Timothy. And he was talking about, but I know and perceive, I don't only have knowledge of him, but I am acquainted with him in whom I believe. What do you know about God? Is it based upon a state of what somebody else said about it? Instead of developing your own personal relationship, the Bible said, Jesus said, my sheep know my voice, and the voice of a stranger will not follow. I'm going to tell you something. I learned this. The mission behind that scripture. If you haven't developed a relationship with the Lord, you is not going to recognize his voice. You will not recognize his voice. There's so many things that people blame on God right now. Why won't God do this? And God didn't do this. And God, listen, the shortest is never in God. The Lord was rebuking me about something this morning. I said, you know what, Lord, I'm guilty. You forgive me, Father. I said, but the thought, even after he rebuked me, another thought want to come at me. Just, I said, no. God is not like man. God don't lie. I could only resist and cast that thought down based upon the knowledge that I know of God. God is a loving Father. But y'all, I'm telling you, if you haven't developed and maintaining a relationship, a one-to-one with God, being intimate, you ain't going to recognize his voice. You the old folks used to say, if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. And we got a lot of saints falling. The Bible said many departed from the faith, and he to doctrine, teaching of the devil. That ain't because God let them down. It's because most, they don't know him. They stop being intimate with the Lord. They stop spending time with him in his word, and they begin to open themselves up. And listen to what other people say about God. The Lord told me a long time ago, he said, anytime, any thought come to you that going to cause you to doubt me and cast away your confidence in me, he said, you need to resist, cast that thought down. Cast down, the Bible said, casting down every thought and every imagination that exalt itself above the knowledge of God. See, the valley is within your mind. That's where the enemy inject them thoughts. Them thoughts of discouragement, disappointment, want you to feel like a thoughts of despair. Don't nobody love you. Don't nobody this and you. That's what he accused. And if you ain't kept, he'll have you accusing other people. Hallelujah. But I'm going to go. He said, for I know and I perceive and I have knowledge of, I am acquainted with him whom I have believed, the one that I trust in and I rely on. And how could he rely and have all of, because he acquainted with it. He don't only just have knowledge, but he said, I'm acquainted with it. Well, how you think he got acquainted with God? It was through a relationship. He developed a relationship, and he maintaining that relationship. Baby, I'm telling you, if you ain't developed a relationship with God and maintain it, and make sure it's a strong relationship. You know, well, you know, I'm saved now. It don't take all of that. You know, I don't know about you. When I first got saved, man, every time the door opened of the church, I wanted to be in it. I read my Bible majority when I wasn't working or when I didn't have to do that. I was in my word. Now, I still read it, but not as much as I used to. But I'm finding my effort, even with I'm getting in the word even the more, spending more time because there's so many things is going on. So many people saying a lot in Jesus' name. They use it. And a lot of that stuff don't line up with what God's word is saying. And that's why you need to know it for yourself. Paul said, let every man work out his own soul salvation with fear and trembling. Is you working your own out or you trying to work somebody else out? Everybody's not on the same level of faith. You know, sometimes we'll go get books. I know I got over 1,000 books in my office. But at the same time, certain books I pick up and try to read, it don't do nothing. It's no enlightenment. It's no revelation. No understanding coming. But then at certain books I read, it just like every word bouncing off. God highlighting it, speaking to me. And this is so important. I'm gonna read. I'm reading this. I want to do it. So he said, and this is while I am suffering as I do, still I am not ashamed, for I know. Proceed. I have knowledge of, and I have knowledge of, and I am acquainted with him whom I have believed, have heard to, and trust in, and rely on. He said, I'm acquainted with it, and I rely on him. He ain't just talking like DJ. He talk about a relationship, being intimate with it. Do you know who you believe? Because if you, when you get, you know, you see people say, you should fully persuade it. You get persuaded by being intimate with the Lord, spending time with him, in his word. The Bible said, be steadfast. You ain't going to be steadfast if you ain't intimate with the Lord, my brothers and sisters. Because let me tell you something I learned from my own experience. Just decreeing the word alone without having a relationship with him, that don't hold you. But when you got an intimate relationship with him, you spend that time with him, you get still, you listen at him, you inquire. You know, when I used to read the Old Testament, and I still do, and many times I would see the word, they inquired of the Lord. Ain't this amazing? Even with Noah, how God told him how big he wanted the ark to be in everything. God told Moses, gave him specific instruction. And some people say, well, God don't talk to me like that. Check your relationship. Are you spending that intimate time with the Lord? Is you reading his word? Is you waiting on the Lord? Sometimes I say, you have to wait on him. Come on. You know, we want everything instantly, everything suddenly. I want it. But it don't work like that with a father. When I relate a father and a child relationship, you know, to God relationship, a father and a mother in the natural don't give that child everything they want suddenly and immediately. I know I did. Come on. But that child just had to trust me. And it's the same way with God. Oh, this good word. Thank you for it, Father. He said, I know, proceed. I have knowledge of, and I am acquainted with him, whom I have believed and read to and trust in, I rely on, and I am positive, persuaded that he is able to guard and keep that which I have entrusted to him. He said, I'm persuaded. He said, I'm persuaded. And there, too, again, you only get persuaded by a relationship. Oh, this good word. He is able to guard and keep that which have been entrusted to me and which I have committed to him unto that day. Hold fast and follow the pattern of wholesome and sound teaching which you have heard from me and all the faith and love. Now, this was Apostle Paul writing to Timothy. Timothy was dealing with a lot of false teachers. And Paul was encouraging Timothy. And this word, I pray this word being encouraged to you. If the old folks, if you don't fell off the rock, get up. Confess your sin. He said, he is faithful just to forgive you. The blood of Jesus cleans you from it. The Bible said the righteous will fall seven times. Each time he'd get back up. Listen, because of the mercy and the grace of God through Jesus, get up. God, listen, God ain't forsake you. I've been down that road. Sometimes, y'all, I have listened at thoughts myself. And the enemy has you think God don't forsake you. God don't love you. But like I said, when you ain't developing, spending that time with the Lord, you'll think like that. It said the apostle intimately knew God in whom he believed. It is extremely difficult to trust somebody who you do not know. While on the other hand, the better you know someone, the easier it is for you to trust them. That's what I'm talking about. That's what relationship do. If you don't develop that relationship with somebody, it's easy for you to trust them. I'd rather put my children in the care of someone that I don't develop a relationship than to put them in the hand of someone. So, I'm good. I didn't know. I won't feel so good about that. But if I don't develop that relationship, I give you some, you know, Now that, and like I said, when it comes down to a stranger, they can have good character. They can be a good person integrity, but it ain't easy for me to trust my child. Not only that, myself with somebody that I don't really know. Excuse me. When we have a relationship with God, it is no longer being developed then. When our relationship with God is no longer being developed, then your faith in God cannot grow. I'm highlighting this in my note, but listen. When our relationship with God is no longer being developed, then your faith in God cannot grow. And that's the same way it is with a husband and wife, boyfriend and girlfriend. If you don't keep that relationship intact by communicating with one another, that relationship, you begin to stray apart. And the next things, other things that get your attention, and you stop trusting that person because you really don't know them anymore. And those folks say, now that's just the plainest your nose on your face. God, I love you. When our relationship with God is no longer being developed, then our faith in God cannot grow. Trust is hard where an intimate relationship is not present. And that's what I'm saying. And if you find yourself, my brother and my sister, having difficulty or struggling with faith and trust in God, that's a sign your relationship is not intact. You're not spending that time with God. You're not repenting whenever you miss it. Because I'm telling you, as the time draw nigh, where even before the time started, where Jesus, according to the word, the time came draw nigh, when each one of us, when Jesus first left here. But I'm telling you, if you don't have a relationship with God, it gonna get harder, y'all. Things gonna get harder than what they are now. But having a relationship, developing that relationship, maintaining that relationship, it makes it easier for you to believe and trust. And this is what Paul told Timothy. He said, first, I'm not ashamed. Paul wasn't even ashamed for suffering. He said, because I know him. He said, I have knowledge of, and that's it. He said, I'm acquainted with him and who I believe. Are you acquainted with God, the one that you say you believe? Come on, have you developed that kind of relationship with him? Because if you had, you ain't going to make it. In Romans 10 and 17, it says, so then faith come by hearing the word of God. Many have taken that verse and made it all principles and no relationship. And we done did that with a lot of the scriptures. We have really took the principles of God without a relationship with God. We want to stand on the principles of God and no relationship, not spending time. And then whenever God don't do it, remember I said our foundation scripture coming from James, the 4th chapter, the 7th and 8th verse. But if you go to the beginning of it, I think it's the 2nd or 3rd verse, he said, you have not because you ask not, and when you ask amiss. That's why some people praying and your prayer's not being answered. Are you praying according to your relationship and what is written? Are you trying to, and so many people are trying to do God without a relationship with God. You ain't going to be successful. Come on now. We might as well just come to grips with it. You're not going to be successful. So then faith come by hearing by the word of God. Many have taken that verse and made it all principle in no relationship. Like a spiritual robot, they spend much time in the word only to never have their faith developed to the place that they know it should be. That means they go right back. Do you know the one that you said you got faith in? And even when I was talking about Pastor Artie Gasser did a series of teaching on the love of God. And he was saying, I think he was saying something to this effect. He was dealing with some kind of certain situation in his life. Even his body was attacked with sickness. And he said, you know, with God giving me the knowledge and a revelation, his love for me, I know God would not put sickness and disease on me. Somebody that is not intimate with the Lord or don't have knowledge of God, the devil have you thinking God making you sick. All these bad things happening in your life is coming from God. No, it can be coming from your choices. He tells us in Deuteronomy to choose life that you in your seed may have life. Everybody in my family benefit from my relationship with God. My children, my grandchildren benefit from my relationship with God. Check your relationship. Oh, yeah, I like that, Holy Spirit. Check your relationship. Check your relationship with him. Like a spiritual robot, they spend much time in the word only to never have their faith developed to the place they know him. I know it should be. The development of our faith is not only about spending time in the word. It is about spending time with God and getting to know him more. And like I said, a lot of people spend a lot of time developing it. But do you spend time with the one that written it? And that's the thing about it. You cannot, you know, I remember the Lord showed this to me over 20 years ago, if I'm recording it right. He said, Ann, he said, you can't love your neighbor if you don't love me. I was trying to love my neighbor as myself. I was trying to love my enemy, but I didn't love God. Now somebody said, why are you talking like, y'all, this is the way it works. You know, I hear some people say, you can't love everybody. If you love God, you can. If you done develop that intimate relationship, you can. Because the love of God, the Bible said the love of God is shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Ghost. You can. Jesus said, when you keep my commandment, you abide in my love. It's about relationship. Oh, this word is so good. Thank you, Lord. Development of our faith is not only about spending time in the word. It is about spending time with God and getting to know him more intimately. And you do that by spending time in his word. It is true that the word of God contains the faith of God. As we, and you hear me say we, as we spend that more time with him, getting to know him, and faith in him will flow out of an intimate relation with him. Faith in God will flow out of our intimate relationship with God. The better you get, the better we get to know God, the easier it is to trust. And I'm telling you, too many people trying to trust someone that they don't know. They haven't developed a relationship. And they whining, they mad at God, they mad at the whole world. Come on, somebody. I don't get to, like I said, I have 7 grandchildren and 3 of them in Newport, Virginia. I don't get to see them that much. But when I do, either I call them. When I'm around them, I'm learning them. Because my children, both of my children, they spent over 27 years in the Air Force. And especially my son. My son spent most of his time overseas and in other states. And so I really didn't get to develop a relationship with his children till they was, and maybe and they 10 or 12 years old. And now his baby will be 19 in February, and his daughter, she'll be 24 her birthday. The son will be 25 his. If I'm quoting right, he might be 26. But my point is this: if you haven't spent time and developed a relationship with people, you don't know them. And the enemy go to extreme. He don't want us to develop relationship with one another. And even with James talk a lot about relationship with one another. In the book of Ephesians, Apostle Paul talk about marriage. He compare a marriage couple relationship to our relationship with God. But he first tell the husband, I read that last week in Ephesians 5:22. He first tell the husband and wife both to submit yourself to the Lord. He tell them to do that first. You got some husband and wife trying to submit to one another. They ain't submit to God. See, God give us the ability to be able to love, to forgive the unlovable, the unreachable, the unkindly. It's something about when we have that intimate. God, he help us. The power is released, the ability. He enable us to do that. Oh, let me finish reading this, 6:54. faith in God will flow out in intimate relationship with God. The better we get to know him, the easier it is to trust him. That's not to say that we do not spend time in God's word. Spending time in the word of God is how you grow your faith and develop a relationship with God. The point is that as we spend time with what was said, always be conscious of whom said it. And there too, again, the enemy always wants us, even after you find out what the word say, he wants to, did God say? He always throwing that message. I went through a time period with that, but that's another story. And so the point is that if we spend time with what was said, always be conscious of who said it. You won't be able to develop your faith by taking what was said, separating it from whom that said it, and then just hearing it over and over again. To develop your faith, we have to keep what was said connected to the one who said it and meditate on the both. When we do that, our faith in God will develop because of the word of God and in our heart and the intimate relationship we have with him. And that's what we need to make. Let's do this in 2023. Make it your number one priority in life to spend time with God, spend time in his presence, spend more time. And you will find out, you'll be just like some, even though trouble can be all around you, you'll be like St. John 16. I think it's 33, if I'm not 16 to 33, if I'm not making a mistake. He said, Jesus, in this world, you will have tribulation, but in me, you will have peace. He who mine, Isaiah said, he who mine stay on me, I keep him in perfect peace. These words is written in these pages. It's not written in there just to be written in there, my brother, my sister. But it's written in there for our benefit. And I'm saying make, in 2023, make it your number one priority. You're going to strengthen your relationship with God. You're going to spend more time, not only just reading this word, but in his presence. You're going to spend more time in praising and worshiping him. And I guarantee you, even though if your circumstances don't change immediately, but you will be changed. You'll be able to endure. You'll be able to conquer without mommy complaining. Again, this was Apostle Prophet Willie Ann Miller. And I trust that the word was a blessing because it really blessed me. Because as I stated, we need to strengthen our relationship with the Lord. And when we do that, we can be able to trust him more easily. We can get like Paul said, I don't have knowledge, but I'm acquainted with who I believe. And if you can't say that, check your relationship. Father, in the master's name of Jesus, I want to thank you again for your word today. I give you praise. I give you honor for it right now. Father, forgive us for allowing ourselves to get so busy. We don't spend that intimate time with you. We want to watch TV. We want to watch our phone, but we're just busy doing things that don't increase cause our relationship to be more effective with you. But Lord, help us and forgive us. In Jesus' name, amen. Again, this was Apostle Prophet Willie Ann Miller, and I pray, like I said, make it your number one priority to strengthen your relationship with God in 2023. Enjoy the rest of your evening.